405 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes! Woo! We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Stan Drewski will be here at 4:35. Talking about his award-winning show, the best weekend radio show anywhere, in the garage with Stan Andruski. It airs Saturday mornings. That's tomorrow, 8 a.m. on this here little radio station. So that's going to be good. We'll chat with Stan at 4:35. Believe it or not, folks are still weighing in on this entire idea of icing versus frosting. And the reality is that they're two entirely separate things, according to some. Jan at Ashland says, look, Jeff, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If you're from the South, you say icing. Okay. But Barry Moore is from New Jersey, and he says icing. So, sorry, Jan, that entire thing just totally out. But Jan says, frosting came into vogue with the fictitious Betty Crocker and her red, white, and checkered cookbook. Interesting. Somebody else says, Jeff, I'm a baker. Icing is a clear sugar base, and frosting is colored and flavored. Wow. Okay. I don't know. I just don't. I've never been a baker. I love people who can bake. My dear friend Laura Sylvester, the Pie Safe Baking Company, voted as the best baker in all of Central Virginia. Yeah. 804 says, Jeff, Hanover County will do the right thing and vote. You didn't even spell his name right, 804. 804 says, Hanover County will do the right thing and vote for Ricky Dandridge for sheriff. And he didn't even spell the guy's name right. But that's a good indication of some of the people who are on that that team. They're just far left wing people, and so facts are generally speaking irrelevant, and important information is not on the agenda, and what have you. I don't know how people are going to vote. I don't. I really don't. What I will say again is that it is an election coming up, and early voting starts in 30 days for all of this. All of this is predicated upon a hatred and a contempt for President Trump. And I know they're going to be like, Jeff, you know, Trump is not on the ballot. I completely agree with you. Obviously, Trump is not on the ballot. But Trump is on the ballot. His name is not on the ballot, but there are so many people who are motivated to vote right now simply because they hate President Trump. That is what is unifying Democrats right now. Democrats are saying, if you hate Trump, you've got to vote for us because, hey, we hate Trump too. Well, what about, riddle me this, Batman, what about somebody who says, okay, I hate Trump. Good, you have to vote for us. Well, but here's the problem there, left-wing people. I could, in theory, I think, still hate Trump and still be aware that your policies are crap, right? Isn't it, right? Two things can be true at once. Isn't that expression, right? Two things can be true at once. You could have somebody who does not like President Trump. And let's not kid ourselves. There are lots of people who do not like President Trump. I'm not one of them, but I get it. There are people for whom his personality rubs them the wrong way. And that's enough. That's enough.
Well, he's a loudmouth.
That he is. No doubt. No doubt. He absolutely is. Does that mean that I don't want him as president? It might mean that I don't want him at a dinner party, right? That, like, you would have that option. you would be able to say, hey, I don't like him, so we're throwing this big blowout in the backyard. We're not bringing him because I don't like him. Okay, valid choice. Again, I think it's the wrong one, wouldn't be the one I would do, but you could make that argument. It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to, and I'll invite who I want to. Okay. I personally am looking at what's best for the country. How do we move forward? How do we grow the economy? How do we have more opportunities for our children? How do we have a strong national defense? Now, for me, all of these things are part and parcel of the Trump agenda, if you will. Make America great again, America first, whatever it is that we're going to call it as we move forward. I don't know, don't care. But for a lot of people, all that they need to know is that they hate Trump. They don't like him. I see these idiots on the James River Air text line every single solitary day. By the way, if you'd like to be an idiot on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. By all means, you can send an idiotic text, which I will ignore promptly. You can also send a well-reasoned, intelligent text, same number. We should just have separate numbers. But we don't. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. But there are a lot of people who simply do not like President Trump, and they are motivated, and they are going to vote. That is absolutely correct. And so you are going to see it. You're going to see it all over the place. Some places are going to come out of this election in far better positions than they were going in. I'll give you an example. The state of Florida will be in a better place after this election than they are now. There will be more Republicans, and there will be a much more conservative mindset than there is even now in Florida. And right now, it is a pretty conservative, business-forward mindset. And it's going to be even better after these midterm elections. That's the fact. And that's why there are a lot of people who have got to start thinking, is that the next move? Is that the next place we're going to be? It's just the reality of it. Business people are looking at Virginia right now. And if we have a recalibration, which is a distinct possibility, I hate to be the one to break it to you, but I have to be honest with you. And as the only person on this radio station who has lived and worked in Virginia for a long, long, long time, I would dare say I'm the only one qualified to offer this insight in this way. If we see folks like Rob Whitman, Jen Kiggins, John McGuire lose or come very close to losing, we're going to be in a very difficult place. Very difficult place. And those are all very real distinct possibilities. Anybody who thinks that anything in this midterm election is a lock in Virginia better go and have your head examined, because it's not. It's just not. It's just not. Let me give you a couple of little things here. What's his name? Scott Jennings. As I mentioned to you, the only reason that anybody should have to endure CNN. He explains inflation to some of the assembled brain trust at CNN, and to put it mildly, they are none too happy. Cut number one.
Debt is up. Inflation is up. Gas prices are up.
Inflation is down, actually.
Inflation is up. Gas prices are up.
Inflation is down.
Inflation is up.
It's down.
It was 3% when Joe Biden took
inflation
office.
Inflation is higher today than it was when Trump took office.
To hear you two ignore the inflation rate during Biden versus
debt. You just made a factual mistake.
What was the highest rate during Biden?
Inflation was 3%.
What was the highest rate during Biden?
I'm asking. I'm speaking right now. I said, and I'm correct. Inflation was 3%.
There was no inflation during Biden.
Hold on, Keith. Let me just settle this once and for all. We don't need to argue over things that are just facts.
Actually,
okay. Inflation was very high under Biden, but when Donald Trump came into office, it was lower than
3%.
It is today.
It was 3%.
That's the
so
end
you admit
of
that. It was.
That
it got,
is the
it
end
went
of
up
that.
Under Biden,
Stop.
And it's lower now.
Why are you arguing over things that don't need to be argued about? If the inflation rate when Donald Trump took office was lower than what it was is today, that is what Keith is talking about. That's not something
for you to argue that inflation wasn't a problem.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Do you notice what the one guy, I don't know, some talking head left over from the Obamaton community? Well, you know, when Biden came in, inflation was 3%. You're absolutely correct. Biden came in right off of the Trump presidency where inflation was at a record low. Then, during the Biden abomination, it skyrocketed to 8.5% plus. President Trump has brought it down, and the only place where there's even a sliver of truth in any of that little conversation on that guy's side is when he said, well, it was up. Inflation ticked up a tenth of a point for 1 month, but it's far down from where it was under Biden. Just the facts. Berkeley in Mechanicsville says, hey, Jeff, when I see a Mark Warner and a Ricky Dandridge sign in the same yard, it tells me all I need to know. Yeah, it would be nice if the so-called independent candidate would just admit that he's a Democrat, because all the Democrats are telling everybody, of course he's a Democrat. We know he's a Democrat. That's why the Democrats in Hanover County are supporting him. That's why the left wing in Hanover County has gotten on board with him. And it's all of the same suspects, the usual suspects. You only see his signs in the reliably Democrat yards here in Hanover County. So, again, if anybody thinks that the sheriff's election in Hanover County is a lock, I got news for you. A lot of angry people in Hanover County, headquartered in Ashland, that's where the leftists have the base of operations for the county, they are absolutely, positively going to be voting anti-Trump. They hate Trump, and that will drive them to the polls. It is all the more reason. If everybody wants to see a victory in Hanover County, you'd better make sure, and you're a Republican, you're a conservative, you're somebody who looks at the leadership in the sheriff's office and says, well, why would we go backwards? Then you better make sure you go out and you tell 10, 20, 30 friends of yours which way to vote. It is 416 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.